The Rapids podcast is presented by Advocare, the official sports nutrition partner of the Colorado Rapids. Here are your hosts, Richard Fleming and Connor McGahee.
Greetings, not from Dick's Sporting Goods Park, but from the studios of Altitude Television, where on Wednesday night, the man right next to me called the game between FC Dallas and the Colorado Rapids. We'll hear from Richard Fleming shortly on that, but first, the sad news announced today, Thursday, that the Rapids number 9, Kevin Doyle, has announced his retirement from soccer with immediate effect. On doctor's advice and due to concussion, the Irishman is calling time. His last game for the Rapids came at LA Galaxy when he was forced out following a blow to the side of the head from an attempted Ashley Cole clearance. He made 71 appearances for the Rapids at the end of a career which was played at the very highest level of the game. Richard Fleming looks back on his time in Colorado.
I hope we can have a good season. I hope I can add to an already good team and I hope they see the best of me in the next seasons to come.
Kevin Doyle with that message to the Rapids fans back in May of 2015, just days before he began a new chapter in his life as a second-half substitute for Gabriel Torres. Doyle arrived in Colorado from the English Championship. His most recent club had been Wolverhampton Wanderers. The Irishman's debut on American soil came at Dick's Sporting Goods Park against Vancouver Whitecaps on May the 23rd, 2015.
Nice to win. I needed that time on the pitch, 25 minutes or whatever it was. I'm not sure what time I came on it, but I needed that badly to get some minutes on the pitch just to get involved and to get that chesty feeling out the first time really intense at altitude and I didn't feel too bad.
His first start for the Rapids came in Seattle 4 days later, but he had to wait for his seventh appearance and fourth start for his first goal.
Pitanari, Sanchez just trying to hug the line and stay onside. Doyle with the header. Oh, it's in! It is! He's broken the deadlock! He's broken his duck! And Kevin Doyle has made it 2-1 to the Colorado Rapids.
Everything you wanted. Pitanari plays a fantastic ball. Look at the way he gets up, snaps it. That's absolutely beautiful the way he heads this ball right into that space. Look at this, up, snaps it down into that corner.
That first goal, a winning goal, scored against Vancouver Whitecaps on the 4th of July.
You know, we felt unlucky, especially last week against Houston. We played very well. We created some chances in that Open Cup game and just felt luck wasn't going our way. You see my header, the difference, it hits inside the post, spins on the line and spins in instead of spinning out, and maybe that is what bit of luck might change our season, getting a win. Such an important night for the club tonight. It's a big event for them, so it's important to win, and first one in a while, so I think I said to you yesterday it was time we went and just won a game. I stopped talking about it and what and excuses and whatever, and so we did, thankfully.
Kevin Doyle would go on to make 71 regular season appearances, 63 starts, scoring 16 goals with 8 assists. All told, including postseason, his final Rapids stats read 75 appearances, 67 starts with 17 goals and 8 assists. Now, who could forget his goal at CenturyLink Field in 2015, securing a first ever win over Seattle? He did enjoy scoring against the Sounders.
Strokes the ball out to Dennis Castillo. Near post, looking for Doyle! He's back! And he's back with a bang!
That was for a 3-1 win in April of 2016. He also scored, of course, against the Sounders in the away leg of the Western Conference Championship game last year. As already mentioned, his first appearance was against Vancouver. His first goal was also against the Whitecaps. And so it was fitting that his final goal would be against the Canadian club, scored on August the 5th of this year.
Doyle, finding Gashi. Doyle again. Finds Saeed. Hairston's tearing through. Doyle's on the far side. Saeed maybe looking for his first goal in Major League Soccer. Hairston looking for his fourth of the season. Doyle! It was one or the other.
and Kevin Doyle's got goal number 5 on the season and goal number 2 on the night.
A month after that goal and following a blow to the side of the head following an attempted clearance from LA Galaxy's Ashley Cole, and Kevin Doyle exited the soccer field for one final time. It's I'll be here in sunshine or in shadow. Oh, Danny boy, oh, Danny boy, I love you so.
Richard Fleming joins me once again. A sad day, and a guy you've got to know reasonably well. I mean, we have an extensive list of memories, of conversations. There are some players that make you sad when they leave, and they're not going to be around on a regular basis. And as I tweeted out today, Kevin Doyle is one of those players.
Look, he was a guy that, when he arrived, a Premier League player, and of course all the reputations that go before Premier League players, they're high maintenance, you know, the wags, the wives and girlfriends. Kevin Doyle couldn't be more un-Premier League-like. His family, his wonderful wife Jenny, his lovely kids Bennett and Ariana could not be less affected by the glitz and glamour that surrounds the Premier League. And so, yeah, you know, my wife and Jenny, his wife, get on very, very well. I've got to know Kevin away from the field as well. The thing with the Doyle family, they're very low-key. They're humble. You know, they've thoroughly enjoyed their time here in Colorado. And he's quite a private person. You know, on the field, he's like any kind of entertainer that shy away from the spotlight. When he gets on that field, that's kind of his stage. What's he going to do? I don't know. It's very early. And I think that the tough part with something like this is it's not you making the decision. He's not going out on his terms, and that takes a period of adjustment. He would have maybe liked another season or two. Certainly if Ireland had made it to the World Cup in Russia in 2018, he would have liked to have gone out on his terms at a time of his choosing. But with head injuries, as we know, and certainly here in America, you are more, you know, familiar with the dangers than I am, certainly in England, is that you don't mess. You do not mess with injuries to the head. So he's taken the medical advice. It's going to take a time for him to digest that, for his family to digest that, and then in terms of what his next step is going to be, well, I imagine he'll head back to Ireland. He'll enjoy some precious time with his family. He had spoken of potentially staying the game. He's got wonderful contacts. You know, he's the type of guy that people like, whether he's been a competitor of yours or not. So he'll have plenty of options. Plenty of options, whether that's in Ireland, whether that's in England, whether that's, dare I say, whether it's back here in the USA. You know, certainly if he picks up his coaching badges as well. But you know, he's going to be a big loss to the club, big loss to the community, and certainly on a personal level, I will absolutely miss him as well.
Kevin Doyle announced his retirement from soccer with immediate effect. We will all wish him the very best. We'll be right back.
Colorado Rapids 2018 season tickets are on sale now. Don't miss out on the action as the Rapids take the field for 17 home matches at Dick's Sporting Goods Park next season.
And it's Marlon Hairston in the blink of an eye. They're back on level terms. This is some contest.
Go to coloradorapids.com to find out about the exclusive season ticket member benefits, including meet the team party, game day experiences, and stadium discounts. Go to coloradorapids.com.
Welcome back to the Rapids Podcast. We'll hear reaction to the two most recent games and dissect the defeats at Vancouver and in Frisco, Texas. And then we'll take a deep breath, gather ourselves, and begin to look towards the remaining four games, the next three of which are at home. First, we head back to last Saturday inside BC Place, and the Rapids were tackling Vancouver Whitecaps FC.
It's a decent looking ball from Otero! Number 13! He ties his MLS goal scoring record, and the Whitecaps have an early lead.
Return pass from Mikel Williams. He gets it. First time service from Mikel right to the penalty spot. Marlon Hairston is there. Parker shuts it down. Oh, guess who it is, everyone? It's Tom Poggi! once more. Three games in a row, three goals for Dominic Badji, and we're tied at one goal apiece in minute number 45 here in Vancouver.
Nice little chest from Shea. Montero looking for Reyna, who got in behind, and he's going to get onto this journey, Reyna. He's got five on the year. The previous four.
I couldn't be prouder of the players. You know, they've been working extremely hard in training, and they've really come out tonight, I think, and not only worked hard and been together in terms of that kind of a performance, but with the ball, I thought it was one of our best performances of the season, if not the best performance of the season with the ball. And I think we're a little unfortunate not to create a couple more openings. Second half, I thought we really took the game to them. Unfortunately, they got that one ball over the top, and it's a goal. But from my perspective, sometimes you don't get what you quite deserve in the game. I think certainly tonight we're very good value for at least a point and probably a win, in my opinion. And again, I couldn't be prouder of the players. They're bitterly disappointed. They're devastated in there that they haven't got a win or at least a point. And that's because they have been putting the work in. That's because they have been doing everything they can possibly do to not only play well but keep making progress. And that's a group of players in there that are quiet, they're disappointed. And rightly so, because they played exceptionally well and should have won the game. And I'm delighted that they're disappointed, because it shows that they care. It shows that they're a group of professionals who still want to win games and do really well in this league for each other.
Highlights of Vancouver Whitecaps 2, Colorado Rapids 1, followed by the thoughts of interim head coach Steve Cook. Let's bring in Richard Fleming, who, while I was in Vancouver calling the game for Altitude Radio, was just around the corner broadcasting from the Altitude Television Studios alongside Marcelo Balboa. First of all, describe the setting.
Well, where people will know that obviously the set, we've got the big screens behind us, we've got the two comfy couches, the little sofa chairs that we have, which can be a little uncomfortable because they are quite deep. And it's quite amusing because Cello is 6 foot two, I'm 5 foot eight. 5 foot nine, if I'm feeling confident. And so my legs can occasionally, if I'm sitting right back, my legs can kind of dangle. So it looks as if I'm some kind of midget.
You're a second grader on the bus going to school.
and I'm missing, the only thing I'm missing are my grey shorts. So we sit there for the pregame, and it's a tough one. People say to us, often, that, you've got two or three TVs to look at, you're on a delayed feed, so you can kind of preempt what's about to happen. As you know, none of that is true. We have one television monitor. Yep. It's a probably 40-inch screen. We have the same cameras. We have the same view in the same time as everybody watching at home, and we have to react. And it's people say, oh, it must be tough. Look, first of all, you get used to it. You get used to being in a studio and calling the games from the studio. On the flip side, it's a sterile environment. As you know, and obviously doing radio, you feed off the atmosphere. You feed off the crowd. And if you're in the stadium, it's a much better job. I feel that I'm doing a much better job. So it can be quite a sterile environment. So that's where the games are called from, in the studio, in quite a large studio where it's me and Cello and a guy passing me cards every so often to read, whether it's about Dealing Doug or Toyota or
Dealing Doug. Ring on every finger, Dealing Doug.
So that is where we are kind of situated here. We're not at Dick's Sporting Goods Park. We're at the Altitude Studios, and we'll just do one more game here, of course, with four games to go. The last game is on the road, and that will be from these studios against Seattle.
It will be indeed. Interesting weekend. We'll tell everyone coming up about that along the Altitude Television and Radio Networks. Okay, back to Saturday. We heard Steve Cook claim you don't always get what you deserve, but did the Rapids deserve more from that loss at Vancouver?
I hate to disagree with Steve Cook, but no, I don't think they did deserve more. Great individual play by Badji for the equaliser. We know that Azira had a decent drive denied by Osted in the second half. But again, we've seen it a number of times this season. Defensive shape was questionable. They didn't threaten too much, didn't threaten enough in the final third. And it was just a little too comfortable for the Whitecaps side. Badji made something out of nothing. Absolutely battled very well for his ninth goal of the year. Sorry to say, though, the struggle to create, the struggle to pressure teams in their own half, the struggle to offer a threat which opposing teams need to guard against, that has been a common thread the past few years. Only, I think, helped in 2016 by the defensive solidity. That still, let's be honest, as much of a great season that 2016 was, the defensive solidity masks the inability or the struggle at the other end of the field. The only difference this year is we're not scoring as many goals and we're conceding more. So it's highlighting that struggle in the final third. So I think the Rapids got exactly what they deserved last weekend.
More to come. We'll be right back here on the Rapids podcast.
The Colorado Rapids would like to invite you to the end-of-season awards gala at Burgundy Affair, presented by Audi. Join us for an evening of food, libations and celebrations on Tuesday, October 17th, hosted at the Sewell Ballroom in the Denver Center for the Performing Arts. This cocktail attire evening features a sit-down dinner alongside Rapids players, coaches and alumni, benefiting Kroenke Sports Charities community programs. Make your reservation today at coloradorapids.com.
And so we can now begin to look ahead to 2018 a little, because the Rapids are now mathematically out of the playoff race. Though, to be fair, been a long shot since the past few weeks. The reason for this is because on Wednesday, inside Toyota Stadium, this happened.
And quickly back, post, oh, surely! It's just far too easy. A minor Figueroa has got his third of the season. 5.5 minutes gone. And the Rapids trail at Toyota Stadium. That keeps in. Another chance here, and it's two. It's going from bad to worse for the Colorado Rapids. And again, it all seemed very, very simple.
You know, we just got to be more tuned in. You know, they played quick. And at the end of the day, we just got to be more attached and be better man marking. It happened twice, and that's all there is to it.
Yeah,
and
when you go down a goal, you got to stay sharp for the next couple minutes, because they scored 3 minutes later. That didn't exactly happen either, did it?
No, not. It didn't. And I mean, you know, we've been guilty of that for a few games this year, letting up goals early on. And it comes back to hurt us, you know, like you can see in the second half. We turned it around, played a little bit more compact, and we didn't let up any goals. We didn't get one, unfortunately. But, you know, if we can start off stronger, we give ourselves a stay in it, get one late. But it's been, like I said, we've been guilty of letting those goals up early in the games.
Well, there's nowhere to go after a game like this than forward, and you guys, short turnaround for Montreal Saturday. It's nice to fly back right away after tonight, I think, at home, get in your own bed. So then what's the plan for tomorrow and Friday?
Yeah, you know, we just got to recover. You know, we got a lot of guys that have played in these last two games, 3 games in 8 days. You know, so we're just going to recover tomorrow. We're going to get back after it. We got to prepare ourselves for Montreal.
Obviously, in a game like this, you know, you shoot yourselves in the foot after 5 or 6 minutes, and then you shoot yourselves in the other foot 9 minutes in. So clearly, at that point, you know, your backs are against the wall, and you've got to come out and show some form of a response. We showed a good response, I think. We stayed in the game, and in the second half, we gave ourselves one or two opportunities to maybe get a goal back and maybe get something out of the game. But at this level, against good teams, especially like FC Dallas, who are fighting for their lives, trying to get in the playoffs, if you come out with that level of intensity and that level of quality, you're going to be chasing the game. And I thought the first 10 minutes was obviously not good enough, and from every player, not one or two, but every player. And so we had to dig ourselves out, and we couldn't quite do it. Stefan Agner's got quality, and he's a good player, and he's going to be a very good player in this league. We just need to make certain that we're not chasing games, so that quality can come through, especially later in games. So at home on Saturday, that's the job for all of us, is to not only stay in the game, but take the game to our opponents, Montreal, and get ourselves a win at home in front of our fans. And again, I keep saying it, the fans have stuck with us. They've been great, and we've got to give them something to cheer about.
Courtney Ford and Steve Cook after the midweek loss at Dallas, the first defeat in 7 league meetings with the Texas team. For a little more insight, this is how USA and Rapids legend Marcelo Balboa saw the game.
They nodded off for about 3 minutes, and in those 3 minutes, they got scored on. Mikhail Williams falls asleep. They let him play a quick one. Miller lets this ball go across his body. I don't know why. And all of a sudden, Minor Figueroa is there. All of a sudden, now here comes another opportunity where Colorado gets caught napping a little bit between Cerna and Mikhail Williams. And now that comes in here. Bobby Burley doesn't close down. Bobby kind of stops. Miller gets beat to the inside, and Lamont puts it away. In 3 minutes, 2 goals. Game over.
2-0 loss, mathematically now out of the playoffs. And it's all about, you know, we talk about the P for playoffs. It's now about P for pride. 3 games at home, starting with Montreal Impact on Saturday. And
you know, forget about kind of individual needs. This is about now three games at home, then Seattle to wrap up the season, playing for the fans that have came into this season wanting, as we all did, wanting and expecting more.
Yeah, I think when you get to the end of the season, it's about the fans, first of all, because they're the ones that supported you all year. They show up to the stadiums, they cheer you on. The other one is pride. How much pride do you have to finish off the season on a good note and build a little bit of momentum towards next year? And then the other one is, you know what? There's going to be a lot of changes. There has to be some changes made here. I think with the new coach coming in, I think that new coach is going to have to bring in a few players that are difference makers, not just guys that are going to blend in, guys that can make a difference. Evarios, you're looking at a Lama. You're looking at a Mauro Diaz. Those are the kind of players I think Colorado has to go after.
Richard Fleming, that conversation with Cello was had in the studio, again, just to our right. He seemed upset at the performance on Wednesday, and I don't think a whole lot of people can blame him.
No, he was upset. Fans are upset. This is a guy, Cello has been around this club a long time, and you know he does feel the pain. He feels the fans' pain as well. You know, I think what really upset him and will have upset fans is that, you know, Dallas were desperate. And I think even before the game started, we were expecting them to come out fired up and eager for a quick start. So for the Rapids to switch off so early and in such a crucial part of the field is not something you want to see at this level of the game. Yes, it happens. Of course it happens. But twice in the space of three minutes, and it was far, far too easy for a Dallas side without a win in 10. And look, the Rapids didn't concede more in the game, but they were flat. Dallas didn't really need to go hunting too much. They were flat, and that's something that they have displayed far too often this season. And offered again, we'll say it again, very, very little in the opposing third. Now, I'm going to go on a bit of a run here. The passing was poor. The player in possession had few outlets. Fluidity in the play was absent. In short, a poor, poor performance at a time when players know they're fighting for their futures. And again, we'll say this, Dallas were desperate, but they showed far greater urgency. There was greater quality on the ball. And the fact that absolutely it wasn't a great night, compounded by the very fact that it ended any faint glimmer of prolonging the season. So four games remaining, four games to lift the spirits and avoid this being the worst season in Rapids history off the back of the wonderful 2016. And we're looking at that in terms of losses, points per game, goals per game, road results. The players have four games to kind of stamp their mark, kind of fly the flag a little bit for 2018 and get a little bit of pride back in that burgundy jersey and also give the fans something to take into the off-season that has them looking forward to 2018.
I don't like to be negative all the time. It's not in my nature. So let's flip this coin for a second. Were there any bright spots in these past two games in 5 days for the Rapids?
Dominic Badji has been about the one consistent bright spot, that ninth goal of the season that he scored against Vancouver. That was all from him battling and having a go, gambling with Tim Parker. So, you know, I think Dominic Badji has been the bright spark. Stefan Aigner has, for me, has not been the spark that I thought he would be. You know, his wonderful ball against Houston aside, I'm wanting more out of Nana Boateng, another new face this year. Gashi's injuries have not helped. That's been a big problem. But I don't think he's shown enough in the games that he has played. He scored two goals for the season, both in the same game, of course, against San Jose. Axel Schuberg, MLS Defender of the Year nominee for 2016, MLS Best 11 for 2016. He's not been the player in 2017. And I know there are reasons for that. Of course, his injury earlier on in the season inside Red Bull Arena. Players that you thought would step up haven't, for whatever reason, and we can have reasons, we can have excuses, but the fact of the matter is the numbers don't lie. The Rapids are bottom of MLS, so there's no sugarcoating the fact. You can look at performances and you can say, well, in that game we deserve more, and then that game we didn't get the rub of the green. We've now played 30 games, four games remaining, 26 points, 27 goals. The numbers are not good enough. And so to kind of sugarcoat it would be wrong and it would be disrespectful to the fans. The fans aren't daft. They know the game and they know when the team's been playing well and they know when the team's been playing poorly.
More Rapids podcast around the corner. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Are you in for 90? Enjoy a craft beer and a game courtesy of Odell Brewing in the Colorado Rapids.
What a wonderful goal from Dominic Bell.
energy, and he stings like a bee.
The Rapids take on Montreal Impact on September 30th at 7 p.m. at Dick's Sporting Goods Park.
In the middle, oh, he's done it again, you know! Would you believe it?
Starting at just $34, get a ticket to the game, a 90-shilling beer, and a Rapids t-shirt courtesy of Odell Brewing. Go to coloradorapids.com.
Welcome back, and so we move on to Saturday's contest with Montreal Impact. A 7 p.m. start, and the Impact arrive on Thursday off the back of a 1-0 home loss to NYCFC on Wednesday. Let's hear from Mauro Biello, Evan Bush, but not before, Patrice Bernier.
At the end of the day, I won't lie. We lost, and this is 4 losses in a row at home. It's unacceptable. At the end of the day, this is 12 points, at least 9, and you're looking at a different story. I won't say that away it's acceptable to lose, but it's at home. There's certain things that at home you have to show. This is a league, it's been proven. You win at home, you're in the standings, you're going to do well, when we know we've done it in the past. Right now, there's nothing. It's just lifeless, and unfortunately, our performance is... you can't even say they're not good enough. It's just, it is what it is. And now we have to see on Thursday what, Mauro has to go with guys that really want to go out there Saturday and collect points and perform.
For some reason, the last couple of weeks, it's kind of looked bad. You know, we went on that 4-game run and we looked great. We looked like world beaters. And, you know, we slipped up one time and it kind of snowballed from there. So it's hard to put a finger on exactly why that is. But, I can only speak for myself when I say that, the belief has been there for me. And, I kept seeing the scoreboard today with the New York game going back and forth, and it was just very frustrating to see that because, it's another missed opportunity.
I was disappointed for sure. I put some fresh legs in there, and, it didn't turn out the way I wanted. I knew that some guys were tired, but I gave the responsibility to some other guys to give a little bit more because they're fresh, they haven't played, or they played very little, and it's disappointing that we weren't able to match their intensity. For sure, they were intense. They got back behind the ball. They were able to close us down, win back ball. So, in the end, we looked so tired. We looked like we were late and struggling throughout the whole game.
Montreal is just outside that red line looking in. 3 points would go a long way for the French Canadians come Saturday.
And they will, I imagine they will be fired up. And the reason I say that is that they had a bad performance, as we heard Patrice Bernier there. 4 home losses in a row is terrible, terrible form. But off the back of a previous loss, I think it was a couple of games ago, the Monday, Joey Saputo, the owner, put out a message. They put it out on their website, basically admitting, not good enough, not acceptable, things are going to change. The coaching staff, the technical staff and the players know my feelings. On the Wednesday, they go and win 5-3 at Toronto. So if they've got a similar spark up their backside going into Saturday, then the Rapids beware, because the Rapids need to use this game as a spark for the 3 home games, then obviously into Seattle, then into the off-season. They don't want to fall flat immediately after that game in Dallas on Wednesday when mathematically they are out of the postseason. I think any fan could have seen, some time ago that it was going to be tough to go into to make the playoffs. But I think what the fans want to see is a bit of desire, is a bit of fight, is a bit of spirit, is a bit of hope that gives them something to say, right, I'm going into the off-season, I'm going to watch my Broncos, I'm going to follow the Avs, I'm going to get behind the Nuggets, I'm going to do what I do during the off-season and get ready for 2018, because what I saw in the last few games has given me a little bit of hope for 2018. So that's the responsibility these players have going into these final few games.
It's that time again. Dare I say, parting shot! This part of the Rapids podcast brought to you by Lunasul Tequila, made using only the best ingredients and classic techniques. Lunasul Tequila, one sip and you know. Richard Fleming, what do you know?
Well, I have gone off on a kind of a middle-aged rant.
Stop it, you have not. Get off my lawn!
So I'm going to soften the tone. And bearing in mind the news we had at the top of the podcast, I'm going to pay tribute to the Rapids number 9, Kevin Doyle, who's been forced to step away from the game that he loves, not because he wants to, but because medical advice suggests it's in his best interest. And I remember on his first day at the club, I remember him stepping in for an interview, which was on behalf of the podcast, and we heard little snippets of that earlier in that piece. After that, he walked into another room
for another interview with the club's digital channels, and there I was again, doing the interview. After that, he was led outside into the sunshine at Dick's Sporting Goods Park for Altitude TV and an interview with me again. Three interviews with Kevin Doyle on his first day, and he said, he turned to me on that third interview, he said,
"Does anybody else work here?"
Quite literally, "Are you the only guy that works here?" So that was my first introduction to Kevin Doyle, of course a player that I knew from his time back in England, particularly with his time at Reading, which was a club not many miles away from where I lived. You're still enjoying that, aren't you?
It's just because I hear exactly how Kevin would say it as well, right? Like he's just, and he's got that sort of delivery and the accent and everything. So I'm sweating, crying because I totally forgot about that story, but I just, it makes me laugh every single time. Are you the only one that works here?
Because what was funny is that I didn't follow him for the interview. So I didn't, so he was,
I'm waiting for him.
I was
right
waiting
now.
For him. So I'd leave the room and he'd walk in. And I could hear, walking down the corridor, the PR guys were saying, "Oh, you've now got another interview." And he's like, "What? It's him again?" And I was like, "Oh, I'm one of triplets."
But you'll never see Richard Fleming and Edson in the same room together.
No. So that was my first introduction to Kevin Doyle. Now, looking at his time with the Rapids, did he score as many goals as it have liked? Of course not. And I don't think any striker is ever kind of happy with his return. Did he raise the bar in terms of the professionalism? Yes. Did he always carry himself with the utmost grace? Yes. And you can say yes to the next two. Was he first class for the fans? And did he ever take what he had for granted? No. So I did a yes and a no. I confused you there.
If it was two no's back to back, yeah. Yes. But so answer the first one, yes. Is he first class? Yes. Did he take it for granted? No. There, I translated.
No. There we go. So I sometimes...
I knew what you were talking
the
about.
The yes-no game always throws me. and I think, you know, the question now, because we're kind of talking about him in these highfalutin terms, will he go down in Rapids history alongside those on the Gallery of Honour? And we talk about, you know, Bravo and Balboa and Spencer and Casey and Mastroianni and Henderson. No, I don't think he will. But he should be remembered for what he gave on and off the field. And let's remember, at a difficult time for the club, 2014 was a terrible season for the club. 2015 is when he arrived. So he arrived when this club was in transition. And he was a big part of the success in 2016. He should be remembered for being a wonderful ambassador to the club and also for his beloved Ireland. So I'm going to finish with this. Hashtag Doyle Rules.
Well, the DA is back in action this weekend off a weekend against Real Colorado. They keep it local once more with Colorado Rush. All five teams will be in action. You can come out and check that action out if you'd like. And then on Saturday, the first team, of course, playing the Montreal Impact. A 7 p.m. start. Hope you'll join us at Dick's Sporting Goods Park. Visit coloradorapids.com for tickets. Bring your radios with you, always on Altitude 950 over the air, altitude950.com. And I also encourage you to go somewhere to a television at 6:30 p.m. and watch the award-winning Rapids kickoff. Have a special treat for you, we think, on Rapids kickoff ahead of the actual kickoff this Saturday on Altitude TV. Again, 6:30 and then just after 7 p.m. on Altitude Television. Thanks to all our guests and to Richard Fleming. I'm Connor McGahey. Our best wishes go to Kevin Doyle as he announces his retirement from the game of soccer. Until next week, it's goodbye.
The Rapids podcast is presented by Advocare, the official sports nutrition partner of the Colorado Rapids.